your journey. That's okay. You're here to live your life, not to make everyone understand. Banksy. Welcome to Glory Talk with Kiki. Welcome back. If you are new, I am happy that you are here. If you are coming back from previous episodes, I'm happy that you're here as well. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing great. I've been doing great as well. It's been really stressful because, you know, graduation's coming up. Got a lot of stuff to plan, a lot of stuff to do. But you know what? At least God is in the center of everything. Of everything. So for me, that's all that matters. That's the one thing that makes me content, makes me happy, that He is in the center. And if you're not doing okay, you've been feeling like, you know, the days haven't been the best, and I'm here to tell you, in Romans 8 verse 18, the pain that you're feeling right now, it does not compare. It will never compare to what blessing that you have that is coming your way. All right. In this episode, we are going to be talking about how to deal with parents who hurt you. And I wanted to put the title, how to deal with toxic Christian parents. I didn't want to put that because a lot of reasons, but I will explain why I chose this topic for this week. I wouldn't say my parents are toxic, but they do have their moments where they are very, they're not the best. That's not the way a parent should talk to their parent, talk to their child. And not the way that, you know, they should treat their child. But it's not, I choose not to blame anybody because it's really based off of, you know, where they came from. Especially, you know, I'm Haitian. So, you know, that plays a role, you know, how they were treated and how it's been passed down from generation to generation to generation. But what does the Bible say? That, you know, that children should do, you know, or parents should do with, you know, what they should do. So we're going to look at Ephesians 6 verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father, which is one of the first commandments of promise, that it may go well with you, that you may live long in the land. But also, it says in verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them in discipline and instructions for the Lord. Now, I feel like a lot of parents do skip over verse 4, but that is okay. I'm not here to judge nobody. I'm not here to judge no parents. But, this is truly something that I've been struggling with as a whole because my parents, like, I don't even know how to describe how my parents are, but they are very toxic to me. Not to anybody else, but to me, they are very toxic, and I have learned ways on how to be respectful, but to also set boundary for myself. And I really want to give this to everyone, including parents, because I feel like a lot of people don't even understand how this works and how it should work. And for me, I've always heard how to deal with it when your parents hurt you from a parent, but I've never heard it from a child's perspective. And it's great that I'm doing this because I know there's a lot of people, I have a lot of friends that do struggle with this, that are Haitian as well, that are, you know, even American, like they struggle with having, you know, Christian parents, but they're very toxic and, you know, they don't treat them the best. And I really want to give you guys steps that I personally took, and it might not work for you. I'm being a whole buck right now. It might not work for you, but I challenge you to at least try, because you don't want to walk continue walking your life and being bitter and being upset about how your parents have treated you, how your legal guardians have treated you, because sometimes it's not because of them. It's because of how they're raised, and it's because of how, you know, their environment is. And this week I really had to reflect on it because everyone was expecting me. I was expecting everyone to understand my situation. I was expecting everyone to be like, yeah, I get it. I get where you're coming from. I know why your parents treat you like this. I know that they have a certain attitude to certain subjects, certain topics they don't want to talk about. They have a lot of guilt. Like, that I was telling myself that everyone's understanding. Everyone's going to understand. Scratch that out. No, everyone is not going to understand, including parents. I'm talking about parents too. A lot of parents, a lot of children, a lot of your friends are not going to understand what you go through. You are different from your friends. You are different from your parents. Stop expecting people to understand what you are going through. Trust me, I know. I know. It seems like you're burning up. Because that's how I felt. And sometimes I still feel. Like, I feel like I'm burning up because, you know, I was a type of child, like, I had to seek validation from my parents. Like, everything I do, you know, had to go through them. Everything that I chose for myself, it had to go through them. No. Once I learned and I kept my head in my scripture, I learned I didn't have to seek validation from them. I didn't have to earn their respect. They didn't deserve my respect. But at the same time, I did not disrespect them. I learned how to set boundaries. Because without boundaries, without a wall being enforced every single day, you will break. And I'm being honest. And another thing that I understand, I was listening to Pastor James. I found him on TikTok, and he opened my eyes to something. And he made me understand that they were talking about the topic of, there was another guy, I didn't get his name, but he said that, what do you have to say about people who only see you as the person that you used to be? And Pastor James said, if they only see you as the person that you were, it's because they are stuck in the person that they were when you were like that. Because as of right now, like, when he said that, it really hit me, because my parents, I have a lot of trauma. And, you know, in the Haitian community and in a lot of communities, not just the Haitian American, Spanish, or, you know, any community, even in the white community, a lot of parents don't see trauma as a big thing. They'd be like, well, yeah, she's depressed. She doesn't eat as much. You know, she's losing a lot of weight. Her hair is falling out. She's sleeping long. All she wants to do is go to work, you know, just be a workaholic and all that stuff. It made me realize that the only reason why I've had so much trauma with my parents is because of the fact that they only see me as the person that I was 2 years ago. They're scared that I might fall back to where I was. There's been times where they use the Bible against me. And I know there's a lot of parents that do that to their kids. They use the Bible for their own use, their own way of teaching their kids, when you're not supposed to do that. And it's very sad that, you know, a lot of kids had to sit and go through that. A lot of kids have had, they don't want to worship. They don't want to believe in God because of the experience that their parents have put them through. They go back into the world and they lose kingdom access. And then another thing that I realized is that you can't get upset with someone when they're setting their minds on higher things that look good for them. But when you're looking at them with a worldly mindset, you keep thinking they're going to fall back into that same spot that they were in 2 years ago, a year ago, when you know you see them progressing. With my parents, that was a huge thing. I still do have trigger words. There are a lot of things that still trigger me. I'm in therapy, you know, that helped me tremendously. It helped me a lot. But though they still come out sometimes for them. Sometimes my parents have had, they have said some things that parents shouldn't say. They have used some scriptures on me that didn't make sense, but I knew what the scripture meant. And I didn't take it to heart. And I didn't blame them. I didn't blame nobody. I just blamed the environment. Because that's all they're used to. And it made me understand also that a lot of parents do not want to change. They don't want to change. And they allow their kids to be trauma bond. Everywhere they go, they're traumatized. They can't go and live their life, experience life the way that they want to, because their child is so traumatized. And it's sad. It's very sad that a lot of kids, including myself, I've missed so many opportunities, so many times to go and meet new people, meet new friends, try dating as a younger child, all that wiped away. I had times where I felt like I was going crazy because I wasn't allowed to go outside. I'm still not allowed to bring people over. There's a lot of stuff. Like, what do you do? Or how to deal with parents who hurt you. I want to give you guys some tips that I used. First one, don't disrespect them. You don't have to disrespect your parents. You don't have to. Learn that when they clap back at you, no response is a response. For me, anger was a huge thing. I had a burnt out. I felt really burnt out like 2 weeks ago, because that's, you know, 2 weeks ago, like a lot of teachers were just trying to catch up on work. We was getting, you know, 50 plus assignments. I'm just over exaggerating, but it felt like that. 50 assignments for 7 classes, you know, and just trying to get it all out the way. I was really having a burnt out moment. And so many things happening. Parents were just doing what they knew how to do. They said some things that they shouldn't have said. But guess what? I didn't disrespect them. You know what I gave them? No response. You don't have to give people a response. You don't have to clap back. I don't care if you feel like you need to clap back. You don't. Because no response is a response. Trust me. I promise you it is. You don't need to prove to your parents. You don't need to prove to them. Yeah, I gotta clap back. I gotta disrespect you in order to get my point across. You could sit down and try to talk to them. And if it gets even worse, you just remove yourself. But you don't have to do anything like that. Don't disrespect them. Number two is very important. I promise you, you need to set boundaries for yourself. It is important. Please listen to me when I say this. It is important that you set boundaries. Because if you don't set boundaries, you will continue to get hurt. You will continue to get hurt. You will continue to be traumatized because you don't set boundaries for yourself. And for me, when I first started therapy, my therapist, she would always tell me that I didn't know the definition of boundaries because for me, my parents have sucked me into, you know, their generation. I didn't know what boundaries meant. I didn't know what that meant. I asked her to define it for me. And once I knew what that word meant and knew how to set boundaries for myself, everything else slowly started to fall into place. Because once I set boundaries for myself, there's a lot of things my parents can't do no more. There's certain things that you can only tolerate. And you let people know what's up. And no, you don't have, when you set boundaries for yourself, I'm not saying disrespect them, because you could be respectful. You don't have to be disrespectful. You don't have to be disrespectful and mean and rude and nasty and grimy to set boundaries. No, that's not what I'm saying. You could be nice and respectful about setting boundaries, because I've done it. If I could do it, trust me, you could do it. Number 3, keep reading your Bible and remember your scripture. Because dealing with parents who hurt you and dealing with a lot of toxic parents, it is hard. Because for someone like me, I know there's a lot of people that it's out there that, you know, they were just like me. They were trying to seek validation from their parents. Everything that their parents had said to them meant a lot. Like when I was in my depressed state, and you know, my friends were calling me crazy, and my mom called me crazy. And I got to a certain point where I was starting to believe it. It was in my head. It wasn't in me. It wasn't hurting me physically, but it was hurting. It was hurting me mentally. Because when I started to believe it, then my whole body physically started to shut down. With that one, you replace everything that you knew that hurt you, everything that traumatized you, with scripture. That you are the head, not the tail. You're not a bastard. You are a son of God. You are a woman of God. You are a child of God. You tell yourself that you are strong. You are beautiful. God loves you despite everything you have done. God had gave his only son. He loves you no matter all the bad things you've done. No matter all the bad things you have said. You pick up your cross and you walk. You continue to go, even when the whole entire world is against you. But guess what? God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will make sure that not a feather touches you. Because guess what? He is in you. He is with you. You have nothing to be afraid of. Believe in him. That you know what's funny? It's not even funny, it's just straight facts. God is the impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. I'm be honest with y'all. When I was depressed around this time last year, my hair was falling out. I had my edges, it was going away. And I wasn't thinking. I couldn't think correctly. Everything was upside down. It was just me. my parents didn't come to me and ask me if I was okay. They just made sure I was in the house. Because, I mean, we literally couldn't go anywhere. It was Corona. I had my mom calling me crazy. I would spend... I remember last year, I spent 1 month crying every day. Because all me and my parents would do is argue. All me and my parents would do is just... You know, they throw my trigger words in my face. They only see me as the girl that I was a year ago. And they still see me as that. And that's okay. This brings me to number four. Everything takes time. There is a time and a season for everything. I promise you, there is a time and there's a season for everything. Your parents might not understand everything right now. Your legal guardian might not understand everything right now. But you pray about it. You talk to God about it. God will guide you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Because I promise you, you might not understand everything he's doing right now, but sooner or later you will. I promise you, you will understand everything. It took me a whole season, a whole nother year to really come to an understanding of why my parents treated me how they do now and how they, it was way worse back then. But every, like I said, everything takes time. Everything takes time. I'm not in another thing. I'm not saying get used to it. Because if you don't like how you're being treated, you step your foot. You put your foot down. You tell people. You put bound. That's another way of saying boundaries. You put your foot down. You tell so-and-so in a respectful manner. In a respectful manner. I don't like the way how you're treating me. I don't like the way that you talk to me. You tell them that. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be disrespectful. You don't have to be nasty. No. Because then your tone and how you say it it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work whatsoever. This brings me to my last point. Number four. Change your mind. Change your mind about the situation. I'm gonna tell you something. I was doing devotion today, and it was about fighting the war in your mind, because it's really about everything that's really up here. You need to change your mind. You can't change how people treat you or what happens to you. But you could reframe it. But I promise it starts with you. Because I promise you, if I didn't change, you know, I used to be angry all the time. If you know me personally, you know me. There's a lot of people that I'm friends with right now. I used to dislike them so much back then. But now I changed that. I don't let anger have a foothold in my life anymore. Because guess what? Since I gave my life to Christ, Jesus was in the center of everything that I've done. He brings me peace. In him I find rest. In him I find happiness. In him I find joy. In him I have a better mindset. I'm new in his creation. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Because of him, I lack nothing. And that made me change my mindset 100%. And I promise you, every day is going to feel like hell. It's going to feel like you're about to give up. All your parents do is just keep hurting you. All they do is just keep traumatizing you. You don't have to disrespect them. Set boundaries. Remember scripture. Remember your scripture. You know what the Bible says. You read your Bible every day. You know what the word says. But everything takes time. Everything takes time. There is a time and a season for everything. Pray about it if you have to. Fast about it if you have to. But don't allow what you're used to, the fear of wanting a better relationship with your parents, a fear of wanting to move on, a fear of wanting to get away from everything, taking a break if you have to, if you feel like that's what you have to do. Don't let fear get in the way. Let fear only be a bypass, never resident in your life. I really hope this helped people understand. A lot of parents are not going to want to change. A lot of parents are not going to want to hear what you have to say. But I promise it starts with you. Because if I was still the person that I would still be the girl that I was a year ago. Crying. I spent that whole month crying. Wake up crying. Go to sleep crying. Because I was seeking validation from them. You don't have to seek no validation from nobody. If it ain't God, but you don't got to seek validation from them. You don't have to give anyone respect, but also you don't have to be respectful. Love never fails. Sometimes love is about disagreeing. Sometimes love is about starting over. Sometimes love, you gotta set boundaries in order to get love. You gotta know that everything takes time. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is sweet. This is all scripture. You gotta know this. Read your Bible. Read what the word says. Change your mind. It starts with changing your mind. I want to bow. I want everybody to bow your heads. I really want to close this off with a prayer. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for allowing each and every person that is listening right now to be here. So many people didn't have the chance. So many people didn't have the opportunity to make it through this day, Father Lord. But you have allowed us to make it through this day, Father Lord. I pray that you forgive us of our sins because we are sinners, Father Lord. If we're living in this worldly body, Father Lord, we will continue to be sinners. But through you, Father Lord, we have repentance, Father Lord. And you have washed all of our sins away, Father Lord. And we know through you, we lack nothing. Through you, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that we are the head, not the tail. We are that you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Father Lord, I pray that you give us the strength to move on. I pray that you give us the strength to change our minds, at least change one thing about ourselves, Father Lord. And we know that everything, there's a time and a place for everything, Father Lord. Everything that we do, everything that we continue to do, it flows from you, Father Lord. I pray that you allow us to have the fruits of the Spirit in our hearts and our minds. I pray that you allow us to be patient. I pray that we are slow to anger. We are slow to speak. We think before we act. We think before we do, Father Lord. I pray that our faith grows. Everything that we do, it goes to you. You are the center of our lives. We put you in the center of everything that we do. We put you in the center of everything that we continue to do. Father Lord, I want to thank you for being there when no one else is there. When we were sitting in the house being hurt, sitting in our beds, weeping, crying, asking what did we do to get this far, Father Lord. But you knew that we know that we find rest in you. We find love in you. We find joy in you, Father Lord. I thank you for everything that you continue to do. I pray that you protect each and every person that is listening right now. I pray that you give them a better vision. You give them the better heart. I pray that they check their heart posture, Father Lord, because a lot of people that are bitter, They don't want to change, Father Lord. They don't want to have a better life that you have for them, Father Lord. But I pray that you give them the experience, the encouragement, the push to want to change, Father Lord. I pray that we pick up our cross and we walk. Because days are going to get hard. It's going to get hard, Father Lord. But we know that you have said it is going to get hard, Father Lord. But we know that you are with us. I pray that we learn how to love. We learn how not to disrespect people. I pray that everything that we do is only glorifies you, Father Lord. I thank you for being here. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thank you for listening to Glory Talk with Kiki. I am now signing out. Deuces!